am such a funny clown. I like to travel round and round. The circus is my home, but always seem to roam. In the rocket ship I soar, I explore the ocean floor. But you must know, I never go unless you come along. Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Yes, I am Bozo, Bozo the clown. Let me take you by the hand, and we'll go hear the circus band with a calliope and trombones too, and now they'll play for you. Animal show, they make the funniest sounds. You know, the lion roars so loud as he looks about the crowd. Everybody sing with me. I hope that you can sing on key. One for the money, two for the show. Everybody go.
Bozo, Bozo. Bozo, Bozo, Bozo the clown.
Once again, the lion this time.
I'm a little boy.
No, I'm a great big man.
No, let's be a little boy. For a little while longer, maybe an hour.
No, Stephen, you have to go back now.
Isn't that our mom calling? God has planned you. Oh,
I'll put pennies on your eyes. And it will go away. See? You've only lived a minute of your life. I must be dreaming.
Make us cry. These clouds are never gonna make. show. If you got that problem, yeah, well, I think that you should know. This ain't the same old story. Oh, the same old song and dance. Don't think of fading glory, 'cause you won't get a second chance. I want to tell you something. I'm someone you can trust. You'd better take a good hard look. So now I got a little list. And I'm going to blow the night sensation. Nothing to fill a fantasy. There ain't no problems or ovation. I heard it all before you saw. Dream. Ain't we a printed picture? Ain't we a loud fan? Don't let me influence you. I'll do that when we're not. Oh, are we irritating? Are we grinding underneath? Don't you know? Whatever get what they deserve. What you don't know should hurt you. What you fancy makes you scream. What you don't know should hurt you. What you don't have it when you dream. Your brain is filled with questions. You don't know how or why. Don't look to me for answers, honey, 'cause I don't want to lie.
Step right up, Samuel Haynes. Step right up for the ride of your life. Ticket, please.
Who the hell are you? Why are you following me?
Why, Samuel, I'm the carnival barker. And I didn't follow you. You followed me. I live here.
Bullshit, nobody lives here.
Always have, always will. And we need to talk, Samuel Haynes. We need to discuss your priorities. I think they're a bit twisted.
Who the hell are you to talk about my priorities?
I know you. I know your kind. A total disregard for history. Tear it all down, make a buck. Leave everything in shambles. High tech.
Dock ride is something that you ride in on a car and you see various scenes and so forth, okay? That's, simply stated, that's what it is. There used to be, as far back as 1900, various forms of dock attractions. There was walk-through funhouses, and more notably, there were what the industry called old mills. Okay, some people calling them as Tunnel of Loves, where you'd get into a small boat and you'd go into, back then it would be a wooden tunnel, and they had a paddle wheel that would actually push the water, generate current. They had scenery inside these rides. They cropped up in quite a few parks. That was their form of a dock ride back then.
The old mills proved very popular with guests at amusement parks at the turn of the century. The one drawback? They were extremely expensive to install and operate.
In 1928, in the Tumbling Dam amusement park in Bridgeton, New Jersey, the two owners of the park, Leon Cassidy and Marvin Rempler, they couldn't afford to have an old mill installed. They wanted to do something else. So what they did was they took a Dodgem car and they modified the bottom of it. And then they took a single rail track and they wanted to see if it would run on that. Now once they realized that it could run properly, they took an older building and they laid down this single rail track and they had themselves a dock ride. The two business partners were there one day when some patron came out of the ride and he said, "Wow, I just feel like I was twisted around like a pretzel." So they said, "That's it, let's call it Pretzel." Because this ride was so successful, other parks, non-competing parks, were saying, "Can you two guys install one for us at our park?" So they purchased some land, built a factory not too far from where the park was, and they started building them. You know, they went into business. It became the Pretzel Amusement Ride Company.
It didn't take long until dark rides built by the Pretzel Amusement Ride Company or their competitors had become staples in amusement parks around the world.
Says I,
"Shh, look out for the devil,
oh, the devil with the devil," says I. "You're so afraid of old man Satan, now why don't you stop your hesitating? You're gonna be a long time dead," so the devil with the devil says I. "You're always giving me the dickens, telling me that life's no easy pickings, but just as long as I have fun, why, the devil with the devil says I. You can have your social teas and bingo for your fun, but the things I like to do, you stop me one by one. Now even if you make me stronger, that ain't gonna make me live no longer. So even if I go to shh, the devil with the devil says I.
Look out for the devil, look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil says I."
Six. the day she lost her head. Reading Stephen King's Rose Red. With the mask that she keeps in a jar by the bed. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. Donna the dead, she lost her head. Donna the dead, she lost her head. Sitting on the side of the bed. With the priest from the exorcist. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ.
You know what she did.
Hauntcast! We're hunting and Halloween fanatics. The Hauntcast audio podcast returns to the podosphere with prop-building how-tos, haunted horror reviews, product reviews, haunt theory, scare tactics, Halloween topics, and interviews with home and pro haunters.
Individual segments from the past 9 seasons are being uploaded daily and are available everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Podbean, Spotify, etc., with all new content coming your way.
All new content is dropping soon. For more updates, follow us on Instagram at hauntcast.channel or join the Hauntcast Facebook group. Make sure to subscribe and follow the podcast for more juicy haunt content, which is dead. Ahead.
3, 2, 1. This way, please.
Scaredge Town Review, your home for all things horror, and this is our first episode, and we figured that for our first episode we'd go with our very favorite horror film. So, I'm Paul Canellis.
I'm Jason Canellis.
And welcome to our show.
You dropped your bag, man.
Oh.
So, Jason, what's your favorite horror movie?
Alright, so it was a toss-up. It was so hard to choose. I had to choose between Trick or Treat and Evil Dead. And I'll just show you, I had to choose Evil Dead.
That's a good pick.
The art direction they chose in Evil Dead and like all the makeup and stuff is just so intriguing. And I was like 12 when I watched it, so it's just always been in my heart. And I don't think I could choose a better.
Tell us about where you saw it, because you were talking about that before.
And
I think that has something to do with how scary it is.
Yeah, I was 12 with a friend, and we were both 12, and we were watching it in his basement with the lights off and like surround sound and stuff, and it was horrifying because he had the book and he was like doing all these crazy things with it, and I was terrified.
And also, when you were 12, did you pick up on the humorous parts, or was it just it was all scary?
It was just scary. I didn't get anything in it. Like I was a little boy. I was hiding under my bed
right.
Crying.
Speaking of that, I was gonna say he was 12 watching Evil Dead. I was 12 watching The Wolfman, and The Wolfman scared me. But I was watching it by myself. Out on a farm, 2 o'clock in the morning. No, not by
No.
So The Evil Dead, that's Jason's pick.
Or Wolfman.
That's a solid pick. That'd be in my top 15.
That's a segment we'll do next time.
It's top 15. And this is my favorite. I struggled with this because I love Bride of Frankenstein and a bunch of other ones. But I decided on, I'm just going to call it what I think it is, the greatest horror film ever made.
Scariest.
It is scary. And the thing about it is that it's a good movie. The acting is good. I mean, it had Oscar nominations. The acting is good. And what makes it effective is that it's realistic.
Yeah, it could happen.
And, well, the acting, too. I mean, like, the relationship between the mom and the daughter, that draws you right in. It makes it feel real. So when she finally turns, you actually care.
Right.
And a lot of times, that doesn't matter.
Right.
In horror movies, you're like, oh, I don't care about this character. But you care about these characters. So that's one big thing about it. And then, like you said, it's scary. I mean,
it's scary.
I watched it when I was 30. I finally got through it for the first time.
Why is that?
Because when I was a kid, I walked in and my mom and dad were watching it. And my little sister was in there. And I wanted to watch it more even though I was scared. But she was very scared. So I had to go out. My memory of it made me stay away from it for like 20 years or whatever it was until I finally saw it. So that's my pick, The Exorcist. And I should mention that both of these new Blu-ray releases are just great, high quality, tons of extras. And they're just really good releases.
HD.
Those are our picks.
A cat was walking through a cemetery lot. A tombstone there made him stop. He looked to see just what it said. And this is how that tombstone. What was that?
I'll be flat, kid.
Don't ding me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't ding me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Oh, don't ding me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't ding me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Well, don't ding me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Then came a voice from that dark back, half like a log and half like a rat.
A fat rat, cat.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Please don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
From one corner. She was there standing in the window, laughing maniacally at you. And then you slid down this beautiful polished wood slide, and you could just fly off the bunk. You literally fly.
The slide was cleverly recreated in the 1947 Orson Welles film Lady from Shanghai, which, in the conclusion of the film, used the facade of the actual playland. And the actual funhouse.
Down in our alley, Sylvie and Sally is rolling her eyes up to the sky. Looking so phony, I thought they were loony, till one of the girls put me wise. Their little secret is out, here's what it all is about. Johnny's in town, Johnny's in town, and oh dearie, he's been around. He knows French and everything. You should hear him when he goes, oh, la la la, I'm glad he's here. He's such a dear, and I haven't seen him in a year. Oh, just think of it, Clarence, he spent 2 months in Paris. And oh, Johnny's in town. Sweet little cuties and tall stately beauties, they all love him so. Why, I don't know. They look so cheerful, and I get an earful about him wherever I go. Every girlie I see just loves to whisper to me, Johnny's in town, Johnny's in town. And oh dearie, he's been around. He knows French and everything. You should hear him when he goes, oh, la la la, I'm glad he's here. Such a dear, and I haven't seen him in a year. Oh, just think of it, Clarence, he spent 2 months in Paris. And oh, Johnny's in town. Hello, Central. Hello, give me Harlem, 8149. Yes, that's it. Hello, is that you, Meg? Is that you, dearie? What's that? The line is busy. Oh, I see. Johnny's in town, Johnny's in town. And oh, dearie, he's been around. Every time he looks at me, he just makes me feel so unnecessary. I'm glad he's here, he's such a dear, and I haven't seen him in a year. The French maid I just heard, she will have to be fired, 'cause Johnny's in town. Stretch them out, and you can read them. It's scary now, so I let you out to find my way back home.
boy, I can see why he's you.
Closer to Halloween, Halloween.